The first two football championships of 2024 are captured, and do you remember the very first football title games? I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Eight-player football champions were crowned at the Superior Dome in Marquette on Saturday.
Garza takes the snap. He throws, looking down the left sideline, has a man, end zone, touchdown! Deckerville takes the lead! Brandon Salowitz scores it for the Eagles!
That was Matt Chapkus of the MHSAA Championship Network on the call as Deckerville came back from double digits twice to win the Division I title 30-28 over Pickford. It's Deckerville's second championship in eight-player, as they also won it all in 2012. And in Division II, Crystal Falls Forest Park jumped out to a 28-0 lead over Morris before cruising to a 42-20 victory. Nick Stevens accounted for three touchdowns for the Trojans. This is also Forest Park's second eight-player title. They previously won it all in 2017. For more on both games, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Byron Center quarterback Landon Tungate. He ran for 169 yards and six touchdowns in a semifinal win over East Lansing. East Grand Rapids swimmer Kate Simon. She finished first in two individual races and was on four relay winning teams as EGR won its 27th state title. And Molly and Mallory Reck. The twins from Northville combined for 46 kills in a D1 finals win over Rockford, giving Northville its first volleyball state title.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During the 11-player football finals, coaches will have the ability to challenge plays, but there are some limitations to what they can challenge. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there are a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forwards or backwards pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. This weekend's 11-player football finals at Ford Field are the 50th in MHSAA history. The very first MHSAA football championships were played in 1975 at two locations. The Class A and D finals were played on the campus of Western Michigan University, while Classes B and C were played at Central Michigan. In Class A, Livonia Franklin defeated Traverse City 21-7 for that first title. Franklin's defense was the story of the game, picking off four passes and holding a high-powered Traverse City offense to just one score. It's the first and only football title for Franklin. In Class B, Dearborn Divine Child shut out Saginaw MacArthur 21-zip. Divine Child scored twice on defense and a third following a fumble recovery in the victory. Class C saw Ishpeming knock off Hudson 38-22. Hudson came into this game riding a 72-game winning streak, but Ishpeming blocked a punt for a score and never looked back after grabbing a 24-8 first quarter lead. And in Class D, Crystal Falls Forest Park, yes, this year's eight-player Division II champ, beat Flint Holy Rosary 50-0 to win. Forest Park would repeat as Class D champs in 1976, becoming the first with two MHSAA football titles. More on all 332 11-player championships can be found online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.